Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, brought to you every Friday night here on KCRW. And actually, before we get going, there's one thing I wanted to tell you about. There's a book that I have mentioned from time to time, and it's called From Fringe to Flying Circus. It's a complete history of the Oxford and Cambridge classes of British comedy, going through from Beyond the Fringe to Monty Python's Flying Circus, with all sorts of wonderful goodies about Peter Cook and Dudley Moore and the Python people and some other shows which had never made it over here, which sound wonderful. And people have always asked me, where can you get this? I bought it in Britain, and I will tell you that I found one copy of this book, and it's at Book Soup on Sunset Boulevard. I recommend that somebody, if you're in your car, head that way, because there's only one copy. And even that was only as of last Monday, so it may even be gone. But maybe if a lot of people call up and say, do you still have it? Or show up there asking for it, they may get more, because it's imported from Britain. But it's in their humor section, From Fringe to Flying Circus by Roger Wilmut, W-I-L-M-U-T. One of the best reference books, and it's also very readable. Let's continue on. This week's show is Albert Brooks. Your Uncle Bob here screwed up a little bit because... The best Albert Brooks piece, as most of you probably know, is about rewriting the national anthem, and that is something that I play every year on the 4th of July show, which is next week's show. So, the question was, do I do the Albert Brooks show without without his best piece of material, or do I do the 4th of July show without what I think is the best piece of material that I usually use in that? So, we're going to try to do the Albert Brooks piece, the Albert Brooks show without that, and you will hear that piece next week. There's another patriotic Albert Brooks piece that I'll be playing in this show, however. But we'll start off with a piece that I have played before as part of classical music spoof shows. And it's Albert Brooks' version of the Bolero. I never thought this was so great, but I got a lot of mail from people asking about it after the last time I ran it. So I hope you like it. It sort of makes fun of the sexual connotations of the Bolero. And here it is.
Should we do it on the couch, or should we do it on the floor, or should we check into a fine hotel, one with naked paintings? No, we'll not go anywhere, we'll stay right here, let's not waste time, why not take off your brassiere and put it over there by my socks? I'll make sure that the front door is locked. And I'll take the telephone off the hook. Gee, you look good standing there, wearing only shoes and pretty underwear. Would you mind if I ask, do you like children? You do? Well, guess what, my dear? You'll be getting none from me. I've undergone some surgery. There'll be no pregnancy here. I'm about as potent as a warm glass of beer. Anyway, let us start. I'm getting old. Now, we're both standing in the nude. I don't want to be too rough or do anything too crude. Would you like to lie down and I'll climb on top? Well, I can tie you up and pretend that this is rape. I'll get dressed up like an ape or name another rat. I heard you were a kleptomaniac. Well, you can pay. Now look at this! Say, do you mind if I tell you about the time I went to war? There was this squadron of planes, maybe 100 or so. They were dropping bombs all over my head. Well, what could I do? I went for my ammo and gun, and I single-handedly shot down everyone. There, my story's told.
doesn't leave you cold. It sure makes me hot!
Now the moment of truth is at hand. The evening has progressed just exactly as I planned. I don't think we should ruin it with much more foreplay. Oh my God above! I've never felt like this before. Like I'm the sea and you're the shore. And as my surf begins to pound, if you promise not to make a sound, you will actually hear my tide coming.
Oh, it's like a roller coaster into space. Oh Lord, this must be the place. Yes. Oh, now, God. Oh, how much do I owe? It's free, no charge for me. I love you.
Boy, that gets loud at the end there, doesn't it? It's Albert Brooks with the Bolero. Let's continue on with more cuts from this album, entitled A Star Is Bought. These two albums are very hard to find, Albert Brooks's records, and I get letters from people all the time about trying to find them, so anyway, here they are. Here is Albert Brooks's, basically the record takes off on various types of radio. He's trying to figure out how to get the record on the radio, and so that was for the classical stations. Here is for, I don't know what this, I guess this is middle of the road. This is the phone call to Americans. It's our patriotic thing, which will get us ready for next week's 4th of July show.
A phone call to Americans. Hello? Are some Americans there? Oh, all right. Never mind. I'll write them a letter. A letter to Americans. Dear Americans, well, I was calling to invite you to a party. It seems that a certain country we both live in is celebrating her 200th birthday. But before you RSVP, maybe you ought to know a little more about the birthday girl. America was born on July 4th, 1776. The doctors thought she wouldn't live past her second birthday. Of course, they didn't have the medical technology we have today. Why, do you know today doctors can keep a man's kidneys alive even without his permission? And what about America's kidneys? The mighty Colorado, the majestic Mississippi, the blue Pacific. You know, the Pacific wasn't always blue. America was once a happy place, a place where there was no unhappiness. But then in 1802, something strange happened to change all that. I don't remember what it was, but I do know that when I read about it, it made me sick. And I had to stay in bed for a few days and drink plenty of liquids. Oh, I feel better now, although I still throw up for no apparent reason. And at night, my feet seem to swell. And when they do, I feel bad until I think of the man who has no shoes. So where has it all led? To hamburgers, French fries, and a malted? To go my country? Why can't we eat it here? There used to be a time when Mother's Day was a whole week in July. What happened, gals? There used to be a thing called the Liberty Bell. Oh, all right, maybe it's still there. But what about Texas and Brooklyn and Iwo Jima? Are they still there too? Americans can put a man on the moon, yet we still forget our trash day. And there once was a man called Ruth. Funny name for a man, Ruth. Today we have golden arches, but our feet still hurt. We played the Star-Spangled Banner at ball games, but still one team always loses. We check into hotels, but hotels won't take our checks. Well, they won't take mine. Angry? You bet I'm angry, mister. For you see, I used to be one hell of a woman. Thanks for listening.
And now for the blues stations, here's a cut with Albert Brooks and Albert King.
Oh, boy. How you doing, Albert?
That's kind of rough, man. Kind of rough. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I tell you, it's getting late. But I really like getting down, you know? I mean, I like getting down late.
It's out of sync, man.
Yeah.
But I'd like to hit the sack late as it is.
You're not feeling good, huh?
Rotten, man. Rotten. I'm so down today, Albert.
You're down, huh? Oh, what a pity.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Hey, maybe I can help, Albert. I've got this great joke about these three scientists, an Englishman, a German, and a Jew. Big, big yucks here. It's a real pick-me-up.
I don't want to hear no jokes.
You don't want to hear any jokes, huh?
It might distort my point of view.
No, it's not that kind of a joke. Now look, there were these three scientists, and they were all working on this top-secret radiation project. Real hush-hush stuff. Shh.
Please don't make me laugh, Albert. Because my career's based on feeling blue.
Okay, Albert. Now, this doctor comes to these three scientists one day and he says, "Gentlemen, I've got some bad news for you."
Speaking of doctors.
Yeah.
You know, I saw one yesterday and he said, "I'm going to die."
Well, that's what this joke's all about, how three different kinds of people react to bad news from a doctor. Now, in this case, the scientists have been exposed to too much radiation.
Oh, he says, ain't nothing gonna save me this time.
I mean, radiation can kill you. It's like eating a TV set.
You know, it ain't even worth a try.
Well, you know, that is quite a coincidence, because that is exactly what this doctor told our three scientist friends. Hey, maybe you all go to the same doctor, huh? No, I'm just kidding. I know you don't.
You ain't taking this serious enough, Albert.
Well, maybe you're right, Albert. Here, I'll try and shape up. There we go. How's that?
But frankly, neither am I.
You're not? Fine. Now, back to the joke. The doctor said to these three scientists, "Gentlemen, since you worked so hard on this project, you can have one last wish, anything you want, on us." All right, you know what the Englishman said? I love this.
"I don't care about no Englishman."
He doesn't care about any Englishman. Would you listen to this blues great?
Oh. "I got enough problems right here."
Al, stop being such a gloomy gus. Now, the Englishman said, "All right, if I have one last wish, send me home so I may spend my last days looking over the white cliffs of Dover." Great, huh?
No, I can't see no white cliffs, Albert.
Well, but you don't really have to see them, Albert. I mean, it's just scene setting. It's just exteriors. I mean, it's not...
But these days, I ain't seeing nothing too clear.
You want my advice? Contact lenses. Okay, now the doctor asked the German scientist what his last wish was, and he said, "Well, I'd like to spend the last days in the great beer halls of Munich getting drunk and listening to music."
I was said getting drunk and digging music. Sounds like a mighty, 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 mighty good idea.
Well, that's better. Now we're beginning to see some smiles. Okay, so the Jewish scientist was the only one left, and the doctor asked him what his last wish was. Okay?
I can feel the punchline coming. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it coming soon.
All right, now remember now, the doctor said that each of these scientists had only one wish because they were going to die. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, but it's very important, the joke. If you don't know it, you might not understand
it.
Yes!
Tell me what the Jewish fellow said.
Okay, the Jewish fellow said, "Well, to tell you the truth, if I got one last..."
You know, I'm about to end this too.
Excuse me. The Jewish fellow said, "Well, to tell you the truth, if I got one last wish, I wish to see another doctor." You heard it. You don't like it?
No,
it's not funny.
No, it's real funny, Albert.
Well, you know, I would like to point out that it didn't get any laughs because there's no audience here, and if there was an audience, it would get
I
big laughs.
I know you're a mighty funky buffoon.
Hey, I thank you for the compliment.
Yes, you're welcome, man.
What a gas jamming with you.
Been a pleasure, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, you're out of sight. I'm telling you, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Great. Hey, come out west sometime, huh?
I'll have to do that.
I'll take you to the best delicatessen you've ever seen.
Yeah, California. But you know, I'm crazy about the McDonald's hamburgers.
I'm crazy about them McDonald's hamburgers. Anyhow, now for the last cut we'll be listening to, it's Albert Brooks' takeoff on old-time radio. By the way, if you are a new fan of Albert Brooks, I suppose it is possible that you might have just seen him in broadcast news and didn't know that he had a career before that. He has made, I think he's written and directed three movies. I think maybe it's Modern Romance and Real Life. And Lost in America. Of the three, I recommend you go out and check out Real Life. That was his first film, and I think it's absolutely wonderful. Anyhow, let's finish off with the Albert Brooks Show, episode number 112, from August 4th, 1943.
Hey, what are you doing? It's Wednesday. Have you got any place to go? If not, may we invite you to the Albert Brooks Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Albert.
The Albert Brooks Show, brought to you by your Treasury Department, reminding you that Series E war bonds have a big job to do, and so do you.
Mr. Brooks, get up. It's a Wednesday.
What? What?
Wake up, Mr. Brooks.
The Japanese have invaded. Take cover.
No, Mr. Brooks. You were sleeping. Wake up. It's me, Sam.
Oh, Sam, you got to remember, you're not an American. Until this war's over, you got to wake me up gently.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Brooks. But the president of the network called.
Well, why was he calling me? Did he run out of bananas?
Oh, no. He got plenty of bananas. He say, this week's script no good, could not be used.
No good? What does he mean, no good? What's no good?
Remember you show last week?
Yes.
That was no good.
Okay, Sam, I'll handle the joke.
What joke?
Look, this is serious. If they rejected my script, that means I've got no show tonight. Why didn't you wake me up earlier?
I'm a houseboy, not a kamikaze.
I'll kamikaze you. Get my clothes started. Get my car on. Oh, get something. I've got to get to the office.
Good morning, Mr. Brooks' office. Oh, hi, Sarah. No, I wasn't doing very much. Just writing Mr. Brooks a fan letter. Well, somebody has to do it. The man's a big radio star. Gee, I'm having trouble. Maybe you can help. Can you think of a compliment? I thought of that, too, but calling a man lucky really isn't a compliment. Well, all I've got so far is, Dear Mr. Brooks. Well, maybe I'll just sign that. After all, dear's a nice thing to say. Uh-oh, I hear footsteps. I'll call you later, Sarah. Good morning, Mr. Brooks.
Don't try and humor me, Gladys. This is not a good morning. Haven't you heard? We haven't got a show tonight.
You haven't got a show tonight. I'm just your secretary.
Gladys, if I don't have a show, I don't need a secretary.
Maybe I have some old jokes in my car.
That's better. Now look, I got a whole show to write in the next few minutes, so no calls, no visitors, no nothing. I don't want to be disturbed.
You've been disturbed for the last 12 years.
If you weren't my mother, you'd never have this job.
If I wasn't your mother, I wouldn't need this job.
Well, at least there's paper in the typewriter. That's a start. Now, let's see. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's funny. Let's see, maybe something about the president. Who is the president?
Hello, Albert!
Edgar, didn't my mother tell you I was busy?
Nope. She just said she didn't want to be disturbed. I said, who does?
Look, I'm very busy. What do you want?
Oh, nothing.
Edgar, if I'm paying you to be my lawyer, and you come in here and bother me for no reason at all, one of us has got to be pretty stupid. What's so funny?
Oh, nothing.
work to do.
Okay, okay. Just sign these papers.
What are they?
Oh, this is the lady suing you about the car.
Oh, no.
And this is the man suing you for slandering him on last week's show.
Last week's show? What did I say?
You said he wrote it. And this is the last one.
What is it?
It's a picture for my daughter. Could you autograph it?
Oh, all right, I suppose. Edgar, this isn't a picture of me. It's a picture of the Empire State Building.
You're on radio, Mr. Brooks. My daughter has no idea what you look like.
Will you get out of here?
See you later. Bye-bye.
Where was I? Oh, yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. Hello. Who? What number are you calling? This is my private line. How did you get this number? Oh, a wrong number, huh? Well, look, mister. Instead of wasting nickels calling people you don't even know, why don't you save your money and help your country at the same time? What do you mean, what do I mean? Haven't you ever heard of Series E war bonds? Right, the same kind Albert Brooks talks about on the radio. They're an investment in your country's future. They're the safest way to save. And Uncle Sam needs your dollars and your dimes right now more than ever. Your money's got work to do over there. So don't waste time. Visit your nearest bank or post office and start saving the Series E war bonds way today. Thank you. By the way, mister, you say you listen to the Albert Brooks show, huh? Well, what did you think of last week's program? Oh, yeah? Well, your show stinks, too. What does he know? He can't even put his finger in the right hole. Now, let's see. Where was I? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. Maybe it's too much of a cliche. Nah, it couldn't be. Everybody else uses it. Let's see.
Hey, Mr. Brooks, have no fear. Eddie Rinaldi is here.
Eddie, what are you doing here? Why aren't you rehearsing with the rest of the band? Hey, wait, you can't put your drums on my rug. What are you doing?
I'm putting my drums on your rug.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you got that drum solo in the middle of the Benny Goodman medley tonight.
That's right, Pops. After tonight, this could be the Eddie Rinaldi show. After last week, it should be the Eddie Rinaldi show.
Okay, okay, Eddie, just play me your solo.
You got it, man.
That's great, Eddie. Now, will you get out of here?
No problem, Fat.
Well, I can see I'm not going to get any work done here. Might as well go over to the studio. Well, at least this hustle and bustle is getting my mind going. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, see, it works when you're in the studio. Now, I was going to say something about the president.
Hi, Mr. Brooks.
Henry, what are you doing here? You're not on this week's show.
That's what I'm doing here. I haven't been in the show for the last 8 weeks.
Well, I know that, Henry, but I'm making some changes in the program. Certain characters are being fired.
Am I?
Yes, you are, Henry.
Is it because I
stutter? Stammer? Say it!
Sting!
No, Henry, you don't stink. It's just that the show's running over budget.
Oh. Well, it's fortunate I got that weekend job.
Weekend job? I didn't know you had a weekend job, Henry. What do you do?
I'm an auctioneer. Next week.
See you next week, Henry. Oh, my goodness. Half hour to showtime, and we still don't have that script. What am I going to do?
Well, well, how is Mr. Talent this evening?
Look, Bill, a fine producer you are coming around here a half hour before we go on the air. Why do you bother to show up at all?
Well, I wasn't planning to, but my golf game ended early.
Didn't you hear what happened? The network called this morning. They rejected tonight's script. I've got no show.
Relax, Brillo head. You ain't got nothing to worry about. The president of the network called me on the 14th green. Just lucky for you, I putt with a phone.
Yeah, well, what did he say?
He said this week's script was fine.
Fine? Oh, my goodness, what a relief. Now I've got something to say. But wait a minute. What made him change his mind?
He didn't change his mind. He still hates what he read.
Yeah, well, what did he read? No, don't tell me.
Last week's show.
Oh, boy. Good night, everybody.
The Albert Brooks Show comes to you each Wednesday night from Hollywood and stars Sheldon Leonard and Pat Carroll with Dawes Butler, Bob Hope, Franklin McCormick, Mel Reed, Sid Feller and his orchestra, the Altones, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and of course, Albert Brooks, who says, war bonds are winning the war, so buy more. Good night. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
And there you go. Obviously, that was not an actual radio program from 1943, but a marvelous, marvelous recreation of that style and that sound. That record, by the way, everything we heard today came from this album entitled A Star Is Born. It was written and produced by Albert Brooks and Harry Shearer. I should say our own Harry Shearer, but we all know that Harry is only Harry's. Anyway, Fringe to Flying Circus book is at Book Soup. By the way, I have no connection with Book Soup whatsoever. I think they're a wonderful bookstore, and we should support independent bookstores, however. And they're one of the best. Let's see, next week is the 4th of July show. Nothing wonderful on television to recommend you these days. Other than that, they're starting to show a lot of unsold pilots. And if you love comedy, sometimes you see some very good things on those unsold pilots. Or at least some interesting people in shows that were failures. It's also sort of fun to figure out why the show didn't move. And more often than not, it has absolutely nothing to do with what you see on the screen as to why the show wasn't picked up or wasn't sold as a series. So sometimes you see some very good things. Anyway, until next week with our 4th of July show, this is your host, Bob Plaster, thanking you for listening and reminding you, as always, to keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Bye-bye, everybody.